Have you ever tried to pray, but the words just wouldn't come? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Sometimes we want to pour our hearts out to God, whether we're hurting, grateful, or worried, but we can't seem to find the right words. You know what the good news is? God isn't grading our prayers. He already knows our hearts, and His Spirit even prays for us when we can't. That's the encouragement we find in today's story, When You Can't Find the Words by Faith Lewis. Have you ever tried to pray, but couldn't seem to find the right words? Perhaps a friend was hurting, or you were going through a difficult season, or maybe you wanted to thank God, but for some reason, you couldn't figure out how to express what you wanted to say. Prayer is essential in our walk with God. He calls us to pray at all times in 1 Thessalonians 5. However, God understands that sometimes we aren't sure what to say or how to pray, and He hasn't left us alone to figure it out. Scripture says He already knows what we're thinking and feeling, and He knows what we need before we ask. So we don't have to worry about having all the right words. Those who have trusted Jesus for salvation also have the Holy Spirit, who speaks to God for us. In addition, God has given us the Bible, full of stories and prayers of real people just like us. When I'm struggling to talk to God, I will often simply pray through a relevant passage of Scripture. I've even memorized a few that are especially meaningful to me, and I use them frequently. Are you unsure how to pray for a friend? Well, check out one of Paul's prayers for his friends in Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 19. Are you going through a hard time? So did David, and his raw, honest prayers are recorded in the book of Psalms, which is also a great place to find prayers praising God. We even have several of Jesus' prayers recorded in passages like Matthew 6, 9 to 13, and John 17. In short, we all experience times when prayer doesn't come naturally. And that's okay. You can go to God with your messy thoughts and questions and requests, and you can let Scripture guide your prayers, trusting that God already knows your heart and is working on your behalf. So, what are you thinking and feeling after hearing today's Devo? Can you think of a time when you tried to pray, but you struggled to put your thoughts and needs into words? How does it make you feel to know that God already sees your heart and yet He still wants to hear from you? Did any of the verses mentioned in today's devotion stick out to you? Are there any that you'd like to use and maybe even have memorized when you're not sure what to pray? And if you want to go back and find the references for all these verses, you can find them in today's devotional on the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. What do you think about the idea that the Holy Spirit prays for you? This is just one of the many blessings available to those who have put their faith in Jesus. And if you want to know more about putting your faith in Jesus, then go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Luke 11:1-13, Romans 8:26-27, and Ephesians 3:14-21 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devos in audio and written form, and is perfect when you're busy with life. It's got some other features too, like taking notes and finding stories based on specific Bible verses. So search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Nat, what the complexity and creativity in the world says about God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.